Show me a verse that even has the phrase pre-trib. You're never going to find it. You're never going to find anything pre-trib. It says after the tribulation in places. Does it ever say before the tribulation? I don't even see anything close to pre-tribulation. Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation in those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So I believe in a post-tribulation rapture. That's what our church teaches. That's the doctrine of the church. You say, what clear statement do you have? Well, how about verse 29? Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Okay, there's a clear statement. Number two, what about the context? What is Matthew 24 about? Well, look at verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? Hey, I'm going to tell you exactly when I'm coming. I'm going to give you a whole chapter dedicated to my coming. And you say, well, I believe his coming's after the tribulation, based on the chapter about him coming, and when he said that he was coming after the tribulation. I mean, it's almost too obvious. Where is your, here's their chapter on the pre-tribulation rapture.
Well, it's Revelation chapter 4. It says, John, come up hither.
What's the context of Revelation chapter number 4? Is it like about Jesus Christ coming? No. It's way before his coming, isn't it? It has nothing to do with the coming. It's confusing. Why are these things false? Look, these things seem simple. I'm trying to make it clear why they fail. They fail because they don't have a clear verse. They fail because they're not in context, and they fail because they don't have supporting passages. Go if you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'll give you a supporting passage for this. But Mark 13 is the one that changed my mind, because the Bible says, but in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. You know, Mark 13 was a chapter of the Bible that I decided, based on my wife asking me a few questions, that I wanted to study that chapter and understand it. And I read that verse, and I just thought, after that tribulation, that just seems really clear. I mean, I've never seen it like that before. I just never, like, read those words and just let them sink in for half a second. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is where I turn. It says in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So the Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 is talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. It says that there's a voice like the shout of a trumpet. The Bible says in Matthew 24 there's a trumpet. It says that the coming of Jesus Christ, they're both with the clouds. They're both gathered up together with them. Wow, that sounds like a supporting passage. Why? Because that's what the Bible teaches. That's why we believe it. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, flip the page, look at verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. I believe Christ can come at any moment. I've literally heard preachers read this verse and then say that. And I'm thinking, like, that's the exact opposite of what it just said. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there coming a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. Michelle Obama. No, I'm sorry. I have more confidence that she's the man of sin than that the mark is the mask, okay? I got that from Brother Dylan. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. When is the Antichrist revealed? It's not in this presidential election. I'm sorry, okay? It's not with Michelle's coming out party, okay? It's when the thing stands in the holy temple and declares himself God, after he's received the deadly mark in his head. That's when it's fully revealed. That's when it's obvious. So here's the thing. Why do I need to worry about who the Antichrist is until that happens? I don't, number one. And number two, it's going to be real obvious. There's going to be a guy that dies and then comes back to life 3 days later and then calling himself God in the temple of God. That's a pretty clear picture. And then you say, that's the Antichrist, whatever that is.